What's happening with the Yankees? Tuesday at 5, talk to General Manager Lee McPhail on the Bill Mazur Show on WNBC, New York.
NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by True, with or without menthol. True green or true blue? Shouldn't your brand be true? Now here is Neil Boggs.
Dreamer Key today called congressional criticism of the way South Vietnam's presidential election campaign is being conducted unfair. He said the critics should go to Vietnam and see for themselves, then formulate opinions. One of whom he mentioned by name is Senator J. William Fulbright. Another member of the Senate, Russell Long of Louisiana, today defended Key's government and said he considers it a miracle that South Vietnam can be having elections at all. President Johnson got an optimistic report today on the military side of the Vietnam situation from the Army Chief of Staff. General Harold Johnson, just back from 11 days in Vietnam, said significant progress had been made since his last trip there 7 months ago. Giving the first official word, the Air Force today confirmed that American planes have been bombing communist targets in Laos, which borders Vietnam, for more than 3 years. Radio Hanoi said that in today's American air action over North Vietnam, 8 U.S. planes were shot down and that the pilots of some were captured. The broadcast said Hanoi was among the targets, with civilian casualties resulting. More news after this from True Cigarettes.
Look around. Everything says today, this minute, right now. Everything. Even your cigarette. You smoke True. New True Green. True Green is a lively menthol version of America's most talked about filter cigarette. And everything about it says, right now. The air filtration system. The plastic mouthpiece that works like a cigarette holder. The reduced tar and nicotine content. Average yield, no more than 14 milligrams tar, 0.8 milligrams nicotine. The easy draw, the free, fresh menthol taste. Everything about True Menthol cigarette says, right now. Shouldn't your brand be True?
Once again, Neil Boggs.
The second attack in 2 days by Chinese Red Guards on a Soviet merchant ship docked in Manchuria has brought a personal protest from Soviet Premier Alexei Kosygin. In a telegram to Red China's Premier Chou Enlai, Kosygin demanded that such actions end immediately. He also called for the immediate release of the ship's captain, whom the Chinese have jailed. Kosygin's top-level demand is a follow-up to a diplomatic note delivered yesterday, which so far Peking has ignored. For almost 24 hours, a West Virginia youth has been trapped by a well cave-in. Rescue has seen near several times, but continuing earth slides have thwarted those trying to dig out 15-year-old Leonard Boyce. Newsman Charles Ryan of station WSAZ in Huntington, West Virginia, talked with one of the rescue workers about the slide problem.
Watching the slide that they had a while ago, they're trying to reshore it and get the well solid so that the rocks don't come in on the board and also on the boys that are in there working. I noticed one of the guys down there with a hose in it. Have they passed water to the boy?
Right.
Have you heard lately what his spirits are?
He seems to be feeling all right under the circumstances. He's real spunky. Of course, he wants out, and he keeps yelling he wants out, but other than that, he's doing fine under the circumstances.
One of the men trying to rescue Leonard Boyce at Lenore, West Virginia. Young Boyce, who said he was in pain, has been given a sedative. At one point, he asked, "Do you think they're going to get me out of here?" More in a moment.
Catastrophes don't happen to cars, or houses, or businesses, or paychecks. They happen to people. So an Aetna Life and Casualty agent may write insurance on your house or car, but he writes it for you. On your business, but for the people who own or work for that business. On your life or health, but for you and your family. Aetna Life and Casualty. Our concern is people.
The White House has announced that Mexico's President Gustavo Díaz-Ordaz will make a state visit to Washington in late October. En route home, Díaz-Ordaz will be accompanied by President Johnson as far as El Paso, Texas. There, the two presidents will take part in ceremonies transferring a disputed border area to Mexico. The visit is scheduled for October 26th and 27th. An announcement from Tel Aviv said Israel plans to use Arabs to police territory occupied in the Arab-Israeli war. In Nigeria, government troops are reported to have advanced to within 28 miles of the capital of secessionist Biafra. Repeating the top story, Premier Key says that instead of criticizing from a distance, congressmen displeased with the Vietnam election campaign should see it for themselves. Neil Boggs, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the hour when Aetna Life and Casualty brings you NBC Monitor News.
Metropolitan Area News next on The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
The Dodge Boys, the Dodge Boys, to get the greatest deal, come see the Dodge Boys. Wonderful guys to deal with, wonderful folks to know. Wherever you are, hop in your car, come in and save some dough. See the Dodge Boys, the Dodge Boys, they're so dependable in every way. For the very best kind of a deal, get your very next automobile from the Dodge Boys today.
Now's the time to see the Dodge Boys. You've heard that new cars are going to cost more this fall. Spokesmen for all the major manufacturers have said so. But right now, the Dodge Boys are offering special deals on those great new 67 Dodge cars and trucks. You're smart to have waited this long, but don't wait any longer. Now's the time to buy a Dodge. Go see the Dodge Boys.
For the very best kind of a deal, get your very next automobile from the Dodge Boys today.
The temperature in New York is 75 degrees. It's cloudy. Here are the metropolitan area headlines. Mayor Lindsay said today that almost 2 million city residents in the Medicaid program will have to re-register again next year unless a state rule can be changed. The law says Medicaid recipients must re-register to stay eligible. The mayor said he wants to do something to simplify all the paperwork. New York City's Negro and Puerto Rican residents were asked to join forces today to become a political force. The American Insurance Association wants the federal government to pay the cost of riot insurance for businessmen in volatile city areas. The group said the high insurance payments for riot, this damage, this year, means insurance companies will not be able to provide adequate coverage themselves. It's 75 degrees in New York. It's cloudy. That's the metropolitan area news to this moment. Next news from the WNBC newsroom at 5 with William Lietauer. Bulletins are broadcast at once.
Pat O'Brien talks just 3 minutes from now on Monitor. The mouth of the moment belongs to Jim Backus, your host this Saturday. It also belongs to Mr. Magoo, Thurston Howell, and a little old winemaker, of course, that's me. Music makers, that's the Seekers with one of their newest, On the Other Side. Let's hear it.
Come on and follow me, you'll be satisfied. On the other side.
smart, waiting till now to buy that youthfully styled new Oldsmobile. Well, you are smart, because your Oldsmobile dealer's prices will never be lower than they are right now during his annual year-end sale. It'll never be easier for you to own a car that delivers extra value. The extra value of Oldsmobile Ride, Oldsmobile Comfort and Luxury, famous Oldsmobile Rocket V8 Power, traditional Oldsmobile Engineering. The selection is still excellent in elegant 98s, value-packed 88s, luxurious Cutlass Supremes, even in the trend-setting front-wheel drive Toronado. And if you hurry, you've got a world of choices and extra value options in the many models still on the floor. Yes, you've timed it just right. Just don't wait a day longer. See your Olds dealer now during his year-end sale and save yourself a young fortune on a young, spirited new Oldsmobile.
Pat O'Brien is still one of the all-time great Hollywood stars. Many of the other big names from the golden era pictures are gone. Gary Cooper, Clark Gable, and now, of course, Spencer Tracy. Monitor reporter Shirley Eder talked with Pat O'Brien about Spencer Tracy, and here is that interview.
I was in California when Spencer Tracy, a very close friend of yours, passed away.
The closest.
Really your closest friend? Mm. Tell me your association with him. Did you grow up together? Or?
We were boys together, parochial school together, enlisted together in the First War in 1917, went to the American Academy of Dramatic Art in New York, went on the stage together. He beat me to Hollywood by a year.
Were you able to keep up your friendship all year?
Oh, yes. We had a club there. We met every week until death took two of our boys, Lynn Overman and Frank Morgan. And then some of them moved, Jimmy retired.
Jimmy Cagney.
And now he paints beautifully, which doesn't surprise me because he was an art student at Columbia before he ever touched show business, Columbia University.
In Look Magazine, there's an article, a very rare article by Katharine Hepburn because she doesn't often give interviews. And she talks about this group, your group, Lynn Overman and you. And
the same club was Morgan, Overman, Frank McHugh, Jimmy Cagney, Spence, and myself. We'd meet every week, either at Romanoff's or Chasen's or at our respective homes. And one night we were just... At that time, Jimmy had amassed a young fortune through, the fact that they had a little quarrel with Warner Brothers. And they wanted him back, and he had him over a barrel, so they wanted to do Yankee Doodle Dandy, and he had got a piece of it, you know. Mm. So he was pretty fat monetarily at that time, and the richest of the group, by all means. So we sat around the table this particular night, and he was talking about the motion picture home, you know, the country home, as we call it.
Mm, great place.
And he said, we all agreed what a wonderful place it is. And, of course, we'd all help part and parcel and take a certain amount out of our check every week to build this place, as we still do. And there's a sort of a lull in the conversation, and Jimmy said, what a wonderful thing it is to think that we're part of it. He said, we don't even know what's going to happen. And he said, actually, how would you go about getting into the home, you know, if you want? And there was a pause again, and Spence... God have mercy on Spence says, why don't you buy it, you bum, and we'll all get into it.
Pat O'Brien recalling some memorable moments with his old friend Spencer Tracy. Both men, Hollywood's finest. Here's a monitor tip for the well-dressed man. Polish your brown leather shoes with black polish. Really, it won't look like a mistake. It brings up the grain of the leather and gives the shoes interesting highlights. Yet it changes the appearance of them enough so you'll think you're wearing a pair of new shoes. And all for the price of a shine, which, if you do it yourself, is nothing but a little elbow grease. Now that we've taken care of your shoes, on to the total look.
Those were the days. It was the time of the magnificent men. There was a look about them. A magnificent look. It showed in the way men dressed. That look is reflected in today's fashion. See it for yourself. The daring plaids, the rugged stripes, the bold colors. This is the magnificent look, 1967. And it all begins with Jockey brand underwear. Tailored to today's fashions. Like Jockey Life coxswain shirts. Mock turtleneck styling. 8 dashing colors. So fashionable you can use it as outerwear. Only $2. The Life Coxswain Shirt. Designed for the magnificent look. The look that begins with Life Underwear by Jockey Brand.
At 15 minutes past the hour, you're on the monitor beacon.
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. Know how Schaefer got to be the best-selling beer in the East? By being consistent. By consistently delivering flavor that never fades. Not in the second glass, not in the third. Schaefer gives you first beer pleasure every time around. So next time you buy beer, buy the best. Schaefer, the best-selling beer in the East.
Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
Sinatra, the Naked Runner. Sinatra, the Naked Runner, from Warner Brothers in Technicolor.
Tomorrow, the excitement spreads to RKO and other select theaters near you. Check newspapers.
Jim Backus, your monitor host. And you know, I thought they weren't asking musical questions anymore, but I guess I was wrong. Here's Brooke Benton with Laura, What's He Got That I Ain't Got? Good grammar, maybe?
Long, hold these hands and count my fingers. Laura, touch the lips you once desired. Lay your head upon my chest and hear my heartbeat. Gently run your fingers through my hair. And listen to your wishes. Most of them fulfilled, and that's a lot. Let your soft, gentle hands caress my body. And tell me what he's got that I ain't got. Tell me what he's got that I can't. It must be something I was born without. You took an awful chance to be with another man. So tell me what he's got that I ain't got.
Tell me.
Lord, see the walls I built for you. This comet that I laid in. See those fancy curtains on the windows. Touch those satin pillows on your bed. Hey, Laura, count the dresses in your closet. Note the name upon the checkbook in your back. And if this time before I pull this trigger, then tell me what he's got that I ain't got. Tell me what he's got that I can't give you. It must be something I was born without.
On the go with Monitor, your music and information center.
Sitco presents music to relax and change your oil by. ¶¶ Don't think all gas stations have to be dull. You'll sing a different tune at Citgo. You see, we know what a pain in the neck just waiting around can be. So we've made your Citgo station a little brighter, a little cozier than the ordinary station. While we change your oil, you can do a little window shopping for a change. Or relax and plan a pleasure trip. Exciting? Not really. But it is a little nicer. Next time, stop in at Citgo. You may not want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
Monitor's talking cartoonist, Al Capp, the creator of Little Abner, usually manages to create a little interest, excitement, and even anger around here. And today he has some thoughts on the generation gap. Here's Al.
The other day, John Schubert, the publisher of Big Ten, the college magazine, asked me if the reason I lecture at colleges is to keep thinking young. I said that the reason I lecture at colleges is $3,000 and that I wouldn't travel across the country, or for that matter, across the street, to spend an evening with a mob of half-grown, half-educated, and almost wholly dependent kids for a nickel less. I said my audiences know that, too, because I open my lectures with just that announcement. I get a couple of boos from the beard and black fingernail section and an ovation from everyone else. It gives them such a comforting feeling to be with a guy who knows that they're as dazed and incompetent as they know they are, and doesn't expect them to be anything more for a while. Any bunch of kids in their 20s that's told by a man over 40 that they're as smart as he is apt to suspect he's right. As for keeping my thinking young, I told the publisher that if I thought lecturing at colleges had that effect on me, I'd stop. I'd have to, if only because they'd stop inviting me. No sensible bunch of 20-year-olds wants to listen to a man in his 50s who was so incapable of learning anything from the experiences of those 30 added years that his thinking has remained as young as theirs. The world calls a man of 50 who thinks 20 forward-looking and a leader. A child of 10 who thinks like a 4-year-old is called backward and a dope. But it's kids like that who grow into men like that, and the world was right about them in the first place. You show me a guy in his 50s who thinks on the same level as a college-age audience, and I'll show you not a forward-looking leader, but a regressed reactionary, or a calculating fraud. Not that young thinking is worthless. It's the best young thinkers can come up with. And even if much of it is of no use, because no experience has gone into it, it should be encouraged. It gives them practice. And there is a chance that the few who are now producing unusable young thinking after 10 or 20 or 30 years at it could come up with some useful old thinking. As for those who grow old, but learn so little from the process, they continue to think young. Society has provided nicely paid, well-protected, and harmless occupations for them, such as they can become junior senators, and several of them have. And this is Al Capp for Monitor.
There he goes, building bridges again and then blowing them up. Al Capp is heard here every weekend. More sweetness and light now. It's The Wonderful Season of Summer by the Ray Conniff Singers.
Okay. headache number 1040. The tax audit.
And so, sir, since your deductions are higher than your income, we will have to strike out some of these...
Now, just a moment. Don't go whizzing like that with a pencil.
Well, sir, now, for instance, the mink coat will have to come...
Well, that's a legitimate business expense. Oh. I buy a mink coat for my
client?
My model. I'm in a dress line, and she was cold.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, sir. We can't allow that.
Now, just a moment.
This medical expense, what was that
for? That was just for a few bottles of Excedrin.
Excedrin?
I take Excedrin when I have I'm in a bind or I'm on a spot.
Is that what's in that green bottle?
Yes,
Excedrin?
Right. That's Excedrin.
You have a headache?
I have an Excedrin headache, mister.
Right this minute?
Right this minute here in the civil office. And put that in your little blue form.
Well, life is full of Excedrin headaches. But Excedrin relief comes only from Excedrin tablets. Each 50% stronger than an aspirin for relief of headache pain. For Excedrin headaches, get Excedrin relief.
I'm a giver. Is that so wrong?
Well, then you won't mind giving the government $4,500.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Billy Jack's theme, played by the Sidewalk Sounds. In Trenton, New Jersey, you're listening on WBUD. Wherever your station is on the NBC network, you'll hear from it now. Then I'll be back with more of Monitor. Incidentally, this is Jim Backus.
This is Mel Allen. I hope you'll join me at the Monitor Sports Desk each weekend on NBC Radio.
Beat the kitchen heat. Just listen to this. From Wetson's comes another mouth-watering eating delight. It's Wetson's Southern Fried Chicken, done up just right. Crispy and tasty on the outside, tender and delicious on the inside. For that snack or dinner at home, Wetson's Southern Fried Chicken dinner served with Idaho Golden Brown French fries. A man-sized portion, only 69 cents. Love that chicken. For a beach party or whenever you're having a picnic at home, pick up a Wetson's chicken bucket, packed to go. For a family of three, $1.49. For a family of six, $2.98. Love that chicken. Top off your meal with Wetson's thick shake, creamy and refreshing. At Wetson's, you can always enjoy our U.S. government-inspected all-beef hamburger or cheeseburger. Whenever you're looking for eating pleasure or a picnic delight, go to Wetson's. In Elizabeth, New Jersey, there's a Wetson's on Rahway Avenue, corner of South Street. In Syosset, Long Island, Wetson's is located at 321 Jericho Turnpike. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book. WNBC, New York. This is your up-to-the-minute traffic report from WNBC Traffic Central. Traffic in New York City at this time is reported as light on the West Side Highway, the FDR Drive, and on the city streets in general. Traffic is moderate in both directions on the George Washington Bridge and through the Holland Tunnel. At the Lincoln Tunnel, where the center tube is closed for repairs, traffic is moderate to heavy westbound and heavy with delays eastbound. Motorists are advised to use either the George Washington Bridge or the Holland Tunnel as alternate routes. There are slight delays southbound on the Long Island Expressway. In New Jersey, routes 4, 46, and 80, the Palisades Parkway, as well as routes 1, 9, 3, and the Jersey Turnpike, all report traffic doing well. traffic on the Grand Central Parkway, the Gowanus and Prospect Expressway, as well as on the BQE, is also moving very well. At this time, these streets are reported closed. In Manhattan, the West Side Highway, northbound from Brooklyn Battery Tunnel to 23rd Street, will be closed until 4 p.m. Sunday. Also, West 41st Street from 11th to 12th Avenue in the Bronx. The westbound service road of the Crossing Bronx Expressway from Ellis to Castle High Avenue is also closed. And in Brooklyn, Willoughby Street is closed from J to Adams Street. And that's the traffic report up to this moment. Our next traffic report at 5:30.
The Bob Crew Generation now with a Lover's Concerto. Monitor on August 12th, and that's a big date in Allentown, Pennsylvania. It's the day Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon are headlining the stage show at the Allentown Fair. But one man's personal appearance is another man's guest host job on Monitor, so this is Jim Backus sitting in for Ed McMahon. And my first plan this half hour is to play music, so here's Serenata by Joe Harnell. Thank you.
High Life beer, the quality beer that's become a favorite among millions. You know there's nothing ordinary about Miller High Life the moment you taste its full, hearty flavor. Flavor brewed slowly, with all the deep goodness of the rarest ingredients kept in every glass. A flavor so distinctive, it has been acclaimed the world over as the champagne of bottle beer. Enjoy that big Miller High Life flavor in a glass drawn from the tap, from the can, or from the familiar crystal clear bottles. Always sparkling, flavorful, and distinctive. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
A Monitor News special. In Lenoir, West Virginia, a 15-year-old boy, Leonard Boyce, has been trapped in a well since yesterday. Rescue workers have been trying desperately to get him out. A former medical corps man in the Navy, James Wolford, crawled into the collapsed hole and talked with the boy, who was wedged in by the sandstone that caved in on him. Monitor News editor Fitzgerald Smith talked with Wolford by phone.
How's his condition now?
His condition, at the present time, of course, is not as well as he was from 6 hours ago or 12 hours ago. But he is, he's a very alert boy. I'll give you a for instance. One of the rescuers mentioned to another rescuer to watch out for his right leg as they tried to free it before a cave in. And he said, it isn't my right leg, it's my left leg.
How are his spirits?
Spirits are, of course, not as high as they were. But, and he has been requesting and actually begging, please get me out. But at the end of every disappointment or setback that we have, he always answers to the affirmative that he's all right.
What are the chances of rescue? Your main problem now seems to be cave-ins. Are you going to be able to stop this?
They are trying, but even at this very moment, they're having some bad luck again. A 2x8 board, which is used high up on the cave, is cracking. And so if it isn't one thing, it's another.
Are you able to get food to him and medical aid?
Yes, I have been on two occasions to him. And I gave him a shot in his right arm, a sedative early in the morning, about 6:30, and a shot pain, Demerol, 2 cc's of Demerol. Then later on this afternoon, about an hour ago, I gave him another sedative in his arm.
Must be very frustrating to be that close to be able to give him medical aid, shots like that, and still not be able to rescue him.
Yes, it is. It hurts. It hurts when you're so close to him, and what you like to do is just to reach down and put your arms under his arms and say, come on, son, let's go out.
But you can't do this. Why?
Well, he is caked into the earth. After each occurrence where they have a landslide, he is completely caked into the earth, either from his waist down and sometimes from his chest down. And at the present time, of course, it's from his ankles down, but this is still a tedious situation. You go slow because every time we've come so close and yet been so far away because something always happens.
James Wolford, one of the rescue workers trying to get young Leonard Boyce out of a well that caved in on him when he was trying to clean it. If there are further developments in the story, we'll bring them to you on Monitor.
We regret that the Wynn Oil Company Corral, under the direction of John Philip Azusa, will be unable to perform today due to a rare epidemic of laryngitis. However, Mr. Keenan Wynn, who is not related to the Wynn Oil Company people, has graciously agreed to fill in. Are you ready?
Ready!
For hot weather, longer than average weekend, and vacation driving, get Wynn's new Charge.
Ta-da-da-da-da, Charge!
In your crankcase, new Charge.
Ta-da-da-da-da, Charge!
Ensures full engine compression.
Compression!
Prevents oil burning.
Burning!
Gives your car total power.
Total power.
So switch to Charge. Wherever you get gas or service, ask for Wynn's new Charge.
Ta-da-da-da-da!
And keep your car going strong. It's made by Wynn.
A no relation.
Of Azusa.
Azusa, Azusa, California. The keep your car going strong capital of the world.
At 17 minutes before the hour, you're 1 minute away from a new number by Tony Bennett on the Monitor Beacon.
The conversation station, WNBC, AM and FM New York. You've probably heard High Hugh Downs on Monitor Radio tell you about a special summer hearing aid value. Right now, Zenith is introducing a new tiny hearing aid, the Carlisle. It's the smallest, slimmest eyeglass hearing aid Zenith has ever made. So slender, it's hard to believe there's a quality Zenith hearing aid in the Temple Bar. And you can probably use your present eyeglass frame front. So let Aitchison and Company, 655 Madison Avenue at 60th Street, New York City, show you how inconspicuous a hearing aid can be. But do it now, because for a limited time only, they are offering a special introductory price on this tiny new Carlisle. And while you're there, see any of the other 18 Zenith Living Sound aids. Now's the time to visit Aitchison and Company, 655 Madison Avenue at 60th Street, New York City. While the sounds of summer are on sale, you'll be glad you did.
A new number by Tony Bennett on Monitor is called For Once in My Life and has just been released.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me, and somehow I know I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Someone warm like you. Would make my dream come true. Let sorrow hurt me, not like it hurt me before. Once I have something I know won't desert me, I'm not alone anymore.
One moment, Coach Weeb Eubank of the New York Jets. Monitor Sports is brought to you by your American Motors Rambler dealer, now featuring his hot tag sale.
I'm Casey Stengel. Now you take this feller, that dealer with the American Motors Rambler people. He's the guy who has a U.S.-built compact that lists at an import price. What's happening now is the kind of news which is the next best thing to a winning streak, and they call it a hot tag sale. Now, where I come from, a hot tag is where a good fielder gets the ball down on the runner's leg without letting the ball get kicked out of his glove, which some of those real good, mean base runners can do. But this ain't it. This here hot tag is the one they got hung on, the 1967 rebels and the 1967 ambassadors, so they can sell them quick and make room for the 1968s. You ought to take a good look at those rebels and ambassadors, because they are just as tops in their classes as the little feller is in his.
Sound like a wild pitch? It's just Casey Stengel's way of telling you that the hot tag sale at your American Motors Rambler dealer is a sales event well worth looking into.
A preview of this season's American Football League championship game could be in store for fans who watch tonight's New York Jets-Kansas City Chiefs exhibition game in Birmingham, Alabama. A report from Jet coach Weeb Eubank in this phone conversation with Monitor sports editor Len Dillon.
Weeb Eubank, last week the New York Jets bombed the Boston Patriots in an exhibition. Are the Jets that good?
Well, we'll find out a little bit this evening, Len. We play our champions of last year, the Kansas City Chiefs. So we'll know a little bit more after that. I think that we were more ready last week than the Boston Pats, and we really realize that we're not that much better than they are when they're at full strength and they're ready to play football. But we do, Len, feel that we have a much better football team and are quite optimistic.
Are you pleased with the condition of your ball club so far?
Yes, the only one that we'll have out this ball game is Larry Grantham, our linebacker, and he missed last week's game also, and we feel that he should not play this week. But we'll be to full strength other than that.
Well, Weeb, this is the fifth year as general manager and coach for you, and of course, in your fifth year at Baltimore, you won the championship in the NFL. Are you hoping that lightning strikes twice?
Well, we'd certainly settle for it right now. There are a lot of points that go into making a championship, but we think we have a lot of those good points right here in our camp this year, and we're hoping that they gel and go on and it does strike twice.
As a coach in both the AFL and the NFL, how do you feel about the relative strength of the two leagues?
Well, we think that we have some fine football teams in the AFL, and so is the NFL has some fine football teams. We both have our weak links, and of course that'll show up more as we go through the season. But I think that each year the leagues have come closer together, and now I think they realize that too, and that's the reason we are together.
Well, let's talk a bit about tonight's game. Now, Hank Stram says his Chiefs are better than they were last season.
Well, that just makes it tougher for us, but we too are much better, so the fans are going to get the enjoyment, I guess.
Well, what about Joe Namath? I know you're tired of hearing the question asked, but is Namath ready for tonight's game after his little excursion into New York City last week?
We feel that Joe is looking better than he's looked so far for us. He's moving better at the operation that was that came about in January seems to be quite successful. And we're just hopeful now that he'd be able to move. So far this year, we have more rollouts and more play-action passes, and that helps our protection. And we can have an offense that is, we can do so many more things with Joe now because he can move.
Has he settled down since his little run into New York?
That's a closed issue. Care not to discuss that at all.
All right. Can I ask you if you did find him?
We do not disclose that in our club.
Weeb Eubank, thank you ever so much. Good luck tonight in your game against Kansas City in Birmingham, Alabama.
Well, thank you very much, Len.
Len Dillon for Monitor Sports. And now a word about Wink by Canada Dry.
Wink, the sassy one from Canada Dry.
Sassy one is right. Latest reports from the Wink Mobile put Wink ahead 5-1 in the National Flavor Poll as the most refreshing new soft drink of the past 2 years, with new Diet Wink a close second. What's the reason? Fresh fruit flavor. None of that imitation stuff for the sassy one. Even Diet Wink is made from real fruit juice. Try Wink today, regular or diet.
Monitor sport news and features right here every weekend. Here comes Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet with Summer, Summer Wind.
Summer, summer wind is blowing in my window, and I dream of you. Summer, summer wind is bringing back the memories of the love we knew. The nights are long,
this lifeguard job is really something. Already this morning, I saved 14 girls. And at the shallow end of the pool, you know what I mean? And the way that you all kissed me and hugged me while I carry them out. Last summer, all I saved was a French poodle. I don't know. What is it the girls see in me all of a sudden? I haven't got any new muscles. My nose is still peeling. There's really nothing new about me except for my toothpaste. My toothpaste? Sure, that's it. My Ultra Bright toothpaste. It's true. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste. A taste you can really feel. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste. A taste so wildly refreshing, you know your breath is the freshest, your teeth the brightest. That's sex appeal. And that's Ultra Bright.
Yes, sir. After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
Camford with Talk. That's the name of that tune. All right, I will. I'll tell you about the 32nd Annual Old Fiddlers Convention. It's going on this weekend in Galax, Virginia. And I'll bet my old friend Mr. Magoo wishes he were there.
We lose a draw and play turkey in this. Oh, that's what I do. You hear that, you old fiddlers?
And this is Jim Backus fiddling around to tell you that NBC News on the Hour is next. And I'll be back with Monitor.
Keep to the latest news now. It's on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere. From NBC.
Mom, beat the kitchen heat. Just listen to this. From Wetson's comes another mouth-watering eating delight. It's Wetson's Southern Fried Chicken, done up just right. Crispy and tasty on the outside, tender and delicious on the inside. For that snack or dinner at home, Wetson's Southern Fried Chicken Dinner, served with Idaho Golden Brown French Fries, a man-sized portion, only 69 cents. Love that chicken. For a beach party or whenever you're having a picnic at home, pick up a Wetson's Chicken Bucket, packed to go. For a family of three, $1.49. For a family of six, $2.98. Top off your meal with Wetson's Thick Shake, creamy and refreshing. At Wetson's, you can always enjoy our U.S. government-inspected all-beef hamburger or cheeseburger. When you're looking for eating pleasure or a picnic delight, go to Wetson's. Love that Wetson's. In Freeport, Long Island, there's a Wetson's at 35 East Sunrise Highway. In Roslyn, Long Island, the Wetson's is at 1045 Northern Boulevard. WNBC, New York.
NBC Monitor News on the Hour. Here's William Littower.
Radio Hanoi claims eight American planes were shot down today. A North Vietnamese radio broadcast declared the U.S. planes snaked into the capital at different altitudes from many directions, but were met with a hail of deadly fire from anti-aircraft units. The broadcast claimed Hanoi itself was bombed. It said there were many civilian casualties. Yesterday, U.S. pilots attacked Hanoi's railroad bridge over the Red River on the direct route to Red China. North Vietnam said they made another attempt to destroy the bridge today. The Air Force officially confirmed for the first time today it is bombing communist targets in neutral Laos on a daily basis and has been doing so for 3 years. The main targets are described as the Ho Chi Minh trails that wind from North Vietnam through Laos into South Vietnam. The Air Force said the raids were being conducted at the request of the Royal Laotian government. President Johnson received an optimistic report on the war from Army Chief of Staff General Harold Johnson. General Johnson returned from an 11-day tour of Vietnam to report that under present circumstances, 45,000 or more additional U.S. troops should be sufficient to see us through a solution. South Vietnam's Premier Ky says U.S. congressmen are unfairly accusing him of rigging the September elections. He suggests they come see the situation themselves. The country's civilian presidential candidates have decided to resume their campaigning, although they say Ky and Chief of State too have not yet met their demands to assure a free and fair election. More news in a moment after this message.
If you know someone who works in a retail store, ask him what kind of on-the-job benefits he receives. Is he assured union-negotiated pay increases? Is he assured vacations with pay, health and welfare protection? Is he assured security through job seniority and pensions? There are retail store employees, over 500,000 of them, throughout the United States and Canada, who can answer yes to all these questions. These retail store employees are members of the RCIA, the Retail Clerks International Association, proud, respected citizens of their communities who enjoy a high standard of living made possible through peaceful union collective bargaining. If you would like more information about this strong, dynamic union that for 79 years has been dedicated exclusively to the welfare of the retail store workers of America, check your telephone directory for the local retail clerks union in your community, or write to the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20036. Once again, William Litauer.
Soviet Premier Kosygin has sent a stiff personal note to Red Chinese Premier Zhou Enlai, protesting mob attacks on a Russian freighter. Mobs of Red Guards have made two assaults on the ships Versk at the Manchurian port of Dai Ren and arrested her captain. In a virtual ultimatum to Zhou, Premier Kosygin indicated that if the attacks are not halted and the ship's captain released, the Soviet Union may sever trade relations with China. In Hong Kong, British police used tear gas to repulse new mob attacks on a border station. Communists swarmed across the border again today, hurling stones at Hong Kong police and border guards. The communist Chinese have opened a new propaganda attack on a third front, their southwestern neighbor, Burma. A report from Wells Hangen, NBC News, Hong Kong.
Peking propaganda attacks on Burma have now reached such frenzy that diplomats here think armed Chinese incursions into Burma may be in the offing. The aim would be to teach Premier Ne Win's government a painful lesson of the kind the Chinese administered to the Indians in 1962. Wells Hangen, NBC News, Hong Kong.
Rescue workers in Lenoir, West Virginia, continued efforts this afternoon to free 15-year-old Leonard Boyce, buried by rock falls for more than a day in a sandstone well. New cave-ins have thwarted efforts so far to reach him. Three of the Republican Party's leading moderates issued a joint statement today, declaring they share deeply a desire to help Michigan Governor George Romney win the 1968 GOP presidential nomination. The three are New York Governor Rockefeller, Rhode Island Governor Chaffee, and former Pennsylvania Governor Scranton. They are meeting with Romney at a summer resort home on Michigan's Mackinac Island. Negotiators for the United Auto Workers Union indicate a strike against at least one of the big three automakers is growing more likely. No progress reported so far on averting a possible strike in about 3 weeks. Repeating the top story of this hour, Hanoi anti-aircraft crews claim they shot down 8 American planes today. This is William Litauer, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the hour for NBC Monitor News.